Шомрим Шема Исраэль.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, For Those Who Dream, was written by Mark Siegel and is presented in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the death of Theodor Herzl. Stay tuned at the end of this program for a special announcement about the Eternal Light Summer Series.
Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Adoshem Es Shivas Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like unto them that dream. Theodor Herzl was a dreamer who found for his own generation those paths of action leading towards the realization of an age-old vision. He left a legacy for those who dream.
If you will it, it is no dream.
Herzl passed forward to another generation the will to hope and the will to find new strength in the endless succession of dreams which lead mankind forward to a better time. This is the story of a woman who has striven in the 50 years since Herzl's death to add to the inheritance he left. Her name is Rachel Yanai Ben-Zvi, and her story is a story for those who dream. On December the 8th, in the year 1952, the fourth year of independence of a reborn Israel, there was a solemn ceremony in the halls of the Knesset, Israel's parliament.
Now, therefore, in accordance with the oath you have just taken, and by virtue of the authority vested in me by the people, I declare you, Yitzhak Ben-Zvi, the second president of the State of Israel.
I sat in the visitor's gallery, and I watched my husband as he was elevated to the most honored post in the land. My heart swelled with joy, and I am not ashamed to admit it. My eyes filled with tears. My friend Chaya, who sat next to me, leaned towards me and whispered,
Rachel, it's like a dream. A dream.
Yitzhak stood up in all his gentleness and began his inaugural address.
My fellow citizens, the honor you have bestowed on me.
But I did not hear Chaya, or even my husband. For behind my tears of joy, my mind leaned backward, back to the beginning of the long road of our life together, back through the trials and the triumphs of the years, through the heartbreak and the separations and the joys which made that moment possible. Back to that day in 1907, when I first saw Yitzhak Ben-Zvi.
Excuse me, but would you mind if I worked on this row with you?
Not at all. It belongs to all of us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Rachel. Rachel Yanai.
Yes, it does, Rachel. I'm Yitzhak Ben-Zvi.
Then thank you, Yitzhak Ben-Zvi.
For what?
For asking to work on this furrow. It's the politest criticism I've had yet.
Criticism? I didn't mean any...
Oh, that's all right. I know I'm not very good with this hoe.
Oh, you're doing fine. But you see, if you hold the hoe like that...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, if you hold the hoe like that, it'll blister your hands.
Pioneers are supposed to have blistered hands. It's practically a rule.
Only newly arrived pioneers. Old settlers have calluses. You see?
Yes, I see. How do I hold the hoe so I get calluses?
Like this.
Hmm?
Yeah. That's perfect. Now, let's work down the row together. That's it. There. That makes it easier, doesn't it?
Hmm? What?
The work. It makes it easier when you have someone working at your side.
I liked him from the beginning. Maybe because he never asked me why I had come to Palestine. In those days, even among the Jewish pioneers, there were many who couldn't quite make out why a woman should want to till the land. But Yitzhak seemed to understand what I felt inside, that if the task of our generation was to reclaim the land, then no matter what the hardships, women would share in that task. When the week's work was over, we often went on walking trips to explore the surrounding countryside.
Rahel! Stop a moment.
Tired, Ben-Zvi?
Yes. And ready to concede.
Concede? Concede what?
That a woman, intent on proving that she has more stamina than a man...
Yes?
...has more stamina than a man. Now, can we rest a moment?
Of course. To tell you the truth, Ben-Zvi.
Yes, Rachel.
I don't think I'd admit this to anyone else. But I couldn't have walked another minute.
Rachel, your energy is exceeded only by your honesty. Here, let's sit here. Oh. They say that there was once a flourishing Jewish village here.
Right here? In Ein Kerem?
In Ein Kerem, during the time of the Second Temple. Sometimes, Rachel, I wonder if this land will ever be ours.
How can you say that? Everything we believe...
I know, but we're so few and the obstacles...
Ben-Zvi, you're a student of history. You should know better.
Oh, I do. Oh, Rachel, understand me. I have faith in our ideals. I believe it's God's will that Zion should be reborn. But with all the will in the world, sometimes a man can feel discouraged.
Sometimes I, too, feel discouraged.
You, Rachel? Even you always seem so sure.
I'm not always sure, Ben-Zvi. But I have an antidote to discouragement.
I don't understand.
When I feel discouraged, I shut my eyes and think of how it will be. Look at this neglected spot, Ben-Zvi, this Ein Kerem.
I'm looking at it, Rachel.
Now, shut your eyes. Good. Now, can you see the cypress trees? The ones that will grow on the slope above us?
Yes, I can imagine that.
Breathe in the air. It's charged with the scent of the lilies and oleander which will grow here.
Yes, I'm still with you.
Can you hear the voices of the little children? The children who will play here?
In my mind, yes, I hear them.
Oh, good, Ben-Zvi. You passed the examination. You qualify as a dreamer.
And that's your antidote for discouragement?
Yes, Ben-Zvi. That and good hard work. To dream and to work. That was our life together from the start. There were smaller dreams within the larger one. Together we established the first Hebrew high school in Jerusalem. Together we founded Hashomer, the first army of self-defense. They used to call us... What was it? The inseparable Ben-Zvis. But one night, just before the outbreak of World War I, as we were going to sleep...
Yes? Open!
Yes, what is it?
In the name of the Sultan, open!
What?
This is the house of Ben-Zvi.
Yes, our name is Ben-Zvi.
Where is the dog?
I am Yitzhak expense fee.
You're under arrest. You'll come with me.
What have I done?
Done? Nothing. It's what you may do.
Is it against the law to think, Captain? Is it a...
Silence your wife, Bensby. This is not women's business.
I will go with you to the police station, Yitzhak. Just let me get my shawl.
Do not bother, woman. Say your goodbye now.
Goodbye?
Goodbye. You'll not see him again.
What are you saying?
Calm yourself, woman. He is not to be beheaded. Merely exiled.
They sent my husband to Constantinople, along with Ben-Gurion, with Shetak, with all the young leaders of our movement. I remained in Jerusalem. 40 years. Yet when I think of that time, the pain of the long and lonely days comes back to me still. But seeing there was no time for loneliness, war came. The Germans invaded Palestine. There was work to be done.
Ready, Chaya?
Ready, Rachel.
The food and medicines, they're all loaded.
All loaded, Rachel.
Good. Get in, Chaya. We're due in Jaffa by midnight.
How many times have we started out like this? 50, 100?
The number of times doesn't matter, Chaya.
Rachel, where do you get your patience?
Patience? Would it help Eretz Yisrael if I were impatient?
No, but while all of us work, because the work must be done, you...
What are you trying to tell me, Chaya?
You work as if you'd rather do nothing else in the world than drive through the night with these relief supplies.
Is that what you think? Really?
All of us do.
Then I am a great actress, Chaya. I should have chosen a career on the stage. Yes, there were a great many actresses in Eretz Yisrael. We did what we had to do in the world as it was. We busied ourselves with the needs of the moment. I studied horticulture and helped to organize the working women. And sometimes I shut my eyes and thought of the world as it might be. For 4 long years I worked and prayed and waited. And then on a day in 1918, the army of General Allen marched into Jerusalem, and in that army was the Jewish Legion.
Yes, come in.
Oh, it's you, Chaya.
Rachel, go downstairs. There's someone who wants to see you.
Someone who...
Rachel!
Bensby. Bensby. Oh, Yitzhak. I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, Rachel. Don't say anything at all.
We built a small red house on the outskirts of Jerusalem. Our first house together. It wasn't very big, but there was room inside it for Bensby's books and room outside it for me to start a little tree nursery. Our children were born in that house. Amnon and Eli. And when he was big enough, Eli would follow behind me while I planted the seedlings in our garden. Eli, he never tired of asking questions.
Mama!
Yes, Eli?
Why are they watching you?
Who, Eli?
The men over there. The ones who live in the black tents.
The Bedouins? They're probably not used to seeing a woman wearing boots and jeans.
Mama!
What, darling?
Mama, why do you wear them?
Oh, because I'm planting.
Why?
Why what, Eli?
Why are you planting?
So that we'll have trees. Big, beautiful trees. Oh, all of these little plants. One day there'll be trees.
Mama!
Eli, don't you think you've asked enough questions?
Just this one, Mama.
All right, darling. What now?
Who told you to plant them? And how do you know where to plant them?
That's two questions.
I'm sorry, Mama.
It's all right, darling. Because I get the same answer. You see, first you get an idea about something. About how maybe it could be prettier or nicer. Almost a picture in your mind. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. I get lots of pictures in my mind.
I'm sure you do. Well, then you start to make the real thing look like the picture. Sometimes you can't get it to look just like the picture. But you try.
And then what do you do, Mama?
Then,
You plant and plant and plant.
But, Mama, suppose a storm comes and tears them up. What do you do then?
If a storm comes?
Yes, Mama.
You plant again, Eli. You plant again. During the years of the British Mandate, Ben Zvi and I went on as we had begun, working the same furrows side by side. Our jobs were different, yet they were part of the same planting towards the picture in our minds. For a while, our planting prospered. Then in 1930s, the storms came, uprooting what we had planted. And in our little red house, Eli asked more questions.
Mama, why the Arabs fight? Why don't we fight back?
We defend ourselves, Eli, and...
But why don't we fight back?
We do, in a way. I told you long ago, we fight by planting again.
We fight by not fighting back, Mama?
No, by building, Eli. By looking always towards peace. I think you'll understand that better as you get older. Through the difficult years of the Arab uprisings and the British white papers, we worked towards the realization of our dream, Ben Zvi and I and others, placing our confidence in the power of peace. Darling, I've brought you some tea.
More tea?
Well, you've got to have something. You've been working all night.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. I'll drink it in a minute.
Ben Zvi, couldn't you...
Couldn't I stop? No. Not until I'm finished. Rachel, this is an important article.
Yitzhak, you're working too hard.
Rachel, after 30 years, you still amaze me.
Amaze you? What now?
You spare yourself nothing. You work in the tree nursery from early dawn. You teach youth Aliyah children half the day. You sit in a dozen committees and find time to take care of the house, the children, and me. And at 4 in the morning, as fresh as one of your own flowers, you stand there and tell me that I'm working too hard.
Ben Zvi, at least a nap. Half an hour?
All right. Half an hour, but not a nap.
I know. You'll read the Bible.
It's the best relaxation I know.
Just as long as you relax. Meanwhile, I'll finish typing your article.
Rachel, in the time you've given me to relax...
Yes, Yitzhak?
It's good to be able to read the Bible with you at my side.
Of all of the years of our life together, the year that has burned most deeply into my memory is 1948. The year in which we were no longer given any choice. The year of siege.
Which way, Rahel?
Over here, girls. And stay beneath the trees. They'll protect us.
Rahel, where are we going?
To another part of Jerusalem, where it's safer.
But the hothouses and the trees. What will happen to them?
We'll start again. When this is over.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
You sure you're all right?
Yes. Just wait here for a minute.
Where are you going, Rahel? Why are you looking back?
I want to see the nursery again.
But it's ruined.
I know it's ruined. But I want to look at it again.
But why?
To imagine how it will look when it's rebuilt. That's all. No other reason. There are other days in 1948. Days I would rather not recall. And yet they forced themselves upon me.
Rachel, sit down.
Oh, there's no time, Chaya. We must get to the girls. Chaya, what is it?
I've brought bad news, Rachel. Bad news.
The girls we evacuated. Has anything happened to them?
No, it's not the girls.
Ben Zvi, he's been hurt?
Not Ben Zvi, Rachel. Eli.
He's been hurt? He's been wounded? Chaya, where is he? Eli. No! What words are there to tell of pain? It is simpler for me to say that I will not forget the year 1948.
Rahel, wouldn't it be better to wait?
Wait, Chaya? Why should we?
They're still shelling only half a mile from there.
Half a mile is half a mile. Get the women together, distribute the spades and shovel, and tell them we will meet at Ain Kerem. Miriam!
Yes, Rahel?
You and Vora will work over there. Get all that rubble cleared away.
We'll do our best.
The others can work inside the house getting it ready for the children.
Fine, I'll tell them.
Chaya, you come with me.
Good.
We'll begin turning the earth right here.
All right. Rahel, do you know you're smiling? For the first time since Eli.
I know, Chaya.
I think you'll begin to smile as soon as you put a spade into here.
It's more than that this time.
You mean because we're preparing places for children here at Ain Kerem?
That, yes, Chaya. But I am smiling for something else, too.
Something else, Chaya?
Chaya, 40 years ago, Ben Zvi and I stood on this very spot, shut our eyes and dreamed a dream. I am smiling because our dream is about to come true. On the day my husband became president of Israel, my friend Chaya leaned towards me and whispered,
Rahel, it's like a dream. A dream.
But I did not hear her, for my mind winged back across the years. Yet now it seems to me that she was right. For peaceful creativity is the path by which we make life a great adventure. We have seen a vision dream come true. The vision Theodor Herzl explained to us in our early youth. And as we go forward to fulfill another dream, I remember his words. Words which guided us.
We shall live in peace with all the world, which we shall have freed with our freedom, enriched through our riches, and made great through our greatness.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Though he goeth on his way weeping, bearing his seed, he shall come back with joy, bearing his sheaves.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Irving Miller, President of the Zionist Organization of America and Chairman of the American Zionist Council. Rabbi Miller.
The moving story of Rachel and her husband Yitzhak Ben Zvi, who became the second president of Israel, is a cameo, a miniature, of the epic of Israel's settlement. They typify those who dreamed, the pioneers of Jewish nationhood, who were led on by an inner vision. It was the vision of a people claiming its place among the nations, of a life shaped by courage, pride, and self-reliant toil. It was Micah's vision of a time when they shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. Foremost among those who shared this noble dream was Theodor Herzl, father of the Jewish Republic, the 50th anniversary of whose death we are commemorating this year. In founding the Zionist organization, he, in truth, rallied the Jews of the world around a dream. But he sounded the watchword, if you will it, it is no dream. Willing it entailed a half century's labor and sacrifice on the part of many of Jury's best sons and daughters. And many of them attested their high will and purpose by offering up their lives, leaving the memory of their consecration to gird those who took up the struggle. 6 years ago, their struggle was crowned by the creation of the State of Israel. But trial and hardship still confront the young state. Ours is the privilege of holding up the hands of its builders and defenders to help assure its progress and secure its future. It is a glorious adventure of the spirit in which there is always need for those who dream and who work for the fulfillment and the realization of their dream.
Thank you, Rabbi Miller. Our Eternal Light drama today, For Those Who Dream, was written by Mark Siegel. Research materials for today's scripts have been made available in part from the historical files of pioneer women. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Patricia Wheel as Raquel, Norman Rose as Ben Zvi, Amzie Strickland as Haya, and the other players were William Lipton, Marion Carr, Guy Rep, Bert Cowlin, Jane Alexander, and Pud Flanagan. The music was written by Morris Mimorski, conducted by Milton Catons. This has been an NBC Radio Network production, directed by Edward King. For the next 10 weeks, the Eternal Light will present a special summer series, Words We Live By, dialogues between two of America's distinguished men of letters, Maurice Samuel and Mark Van Doren. They will discuss interesting aspects of some lesser-known biblical characters in these programs, entitled The Supporting Cast of the Bible. Free Time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.